Well, good Wednesday morning. Happy midweek, or happy hump day as they call it. On a Wednesday, this is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Good morning, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Hope you're having a good week so far this week. It is a very cold, chilly morning. I'm talking chilly this morning. 36 degrees here at Faith Studio 1. Stand by one moment while we have a PSA announcement. There we go. It's supposed to be warming up, but it's just like the stock market. It seems to be going up and down. Well, first off, I want to thank everybody for continuing to tell your friends about us. Our listener count is really picking up a lot. I've been getting the statistics on it and on all my major networks that we're on, and things are looking really well. So I want to take the time real quickly to thank you guys. Also, I want to remind you, as I always do, just the normal norm, that you can always email me if you have any questions, comments, suggestions. Our email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, do me a favor, share my podcast anytime, and like me on my Facebook page. Just check the like button. I won't say for free anymore. It's already free. If you're still listening to it, well, if you still watch Facebook or, you know, read through Facebook, check the like button. And again, share the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. I'd really appreciate it. We're one of the top five, and I can't thank you guys enough, okay? All right, well, let's talk about it. I got a busy show on a Wednesday as I took a couple of days off. Let's talk about what's going on our show today. What do you say? A little audio trouble this morning here at the studio. See, that's what happens, taking 2 days off, but you got to take a couple of days break. On side note, though, I do extra work for iHeartRadio on top of that. Well, anyway, great show on a Wednesday. Get prepared for jumping jacks. What I'm going to be teaching on, what would the Apostle Paul say about wearing face masks? Now, you guys know I'm a very big advocate, yes I am, on face masks. I did Coffee Talk yesterday, and I shared and talked about stories that I've been getting, true stories. And I'll share it if you didn't get a chance to hear it. And I encourage you to go to my Facebook page and you'll see my coffee talk on it. About a particular individual that lost their daddy simply because him and his mother didn't wear face masks, and nobody in this particular town, a little outside of Dallas, I can't mention the name, in Dallas, Texas, a little bit outside of it, they didn't wear any face masks, so about 90% of the town has either been infected or they are infected and some are on ventilators. See what I mean about being an advocate for the mask? Love me, hate me. I really don't care. Most of y'all do love me. That's okay. Freedom of speech too, by the way, right? You got your way of it. I got my way of it. And that's okay. Also got some great Christian music lined up today. And the deacon, Paul Brown, Castleberry Baptist Church, Tyler, Texas, is here today. So let's get rolling. Get those jumping jacks going. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's roll. I hope you guys are coffeeed up this morning as much as I am. Okay, so our Bible devotion today is an attitude of gratitude. You know, Scripture reminds us, friends, in the book of Colossians, chapter 3 and verse 15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts and be thankful. You know, thankfulness isn't our usual response when something goes wrong. In fact, we have heard millions of good things for which to be thankful. But one bad thing to another seems to happen. And if we all think about it, the Bible says, in everything, give thanks. And you know, you can find that in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. So no matter what happens, we are to give thanks, and you are to cultivate a spirit of thanksgiving in your heart. Thank God for every blessing He gives you. Thank Him in Christ what He has done for you. Even when things go wrong, thank Him that they ain't worse because you're still in his hands. Having an attitude of thankfulness in all life circumstances will help you react. As old Matthew Henry did when he got mugged, he wrote in his diary, "Let me be thankful first because I've never been robbed before. Second, although they took my purse, they did not take my life. And third, because although they took it all, it wasn't much. And fourth, because as who was robbed, not all were robbed. I wonder if I could be thankful for that." And of course, be thankful, even in times of pandemic times, as I say, and times of trouble. Just crazy times we're living in. All right, stand by. We got the Deke. Deke, here's your music. Well, here he goes doing the moonwalk. All right, let's give a little cut off on the music there. Let's give a cheer. And a round, a very long and mighty round of applause. For your friend, my friend, let's give him some morning crow also this morning. I'm going to lengthen that morning crow for him. Your friend, my friend, everybody's favorite. Oh, one more thing I want to do for the Deacon. Hang on. Drum roll, please. Your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Hello, Deke.
Well, hello there, CA, and happy Wednesday, everybody. How you doing? Deacon Brown reporting for duty here at Faith Studio 1, everybody's fan favorite. I know, CA. I know I'm everybody's favorite.
You are. And one of the top ones. And we thank you, my friend, for dropping by the studio here at Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas this morning for a little bit to chat with me. I guess you heard I'm going to be Bible teaching on, because I'm a big mask advocate.
Oh, CA, now we're going to talk a tad bit about masks, and I'm glad we are, because yours truly, Deacon Brown, loves wearing the mask.
You do?
Yeah, I love wearing the mask. Now, I heard that you don't, but you know we have to.
Yeah, I don't really care for wearing the mask. But I do, simply because, and I've said it before, it's the norm. I'm protecting and help saving lives. My parents are senior citizens. Praise the Lord, they're still alive. I'm enjoying every moment I can with my folks and my family. And I will tell you that, not only am I protecting their lives, I'm protecting my lives and other people's lives as well. As I continue to wait for the vaccine, which is almost getting closer in a couple of weeks of being 30 days out. So I'm hoping and praying, my prayer is that they will get my parents vaccine and then get me vaccine. So stay tuned. We'll keep you posted on that.
See, hey, I understand. Now, yours truly, Deacon Bell, we haven't got vaccine either. In fact, Miss Mildred said, "Honey, did you register us over there in Tyler for the online for the vaccine?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "They got two different kinds now, Miss Mildred. They have the, as you well know, the Pfizer and the Moderna. Now, CA, I heard that they were going to have the Johnson & Johnson."
Yes, the Johnson & Johnson is just a matter of weeks. I've been keeping people posted on that. It's a one-shot deal. And they got another one in the making, too, that's in the final stages as well for that.
CA, I think that's just great, and I hope and pray. And I can't tell anybody to ever get vaccinated.
Right, we're our own free moral agents. There's going to be some that do and some that don't. Right.
But I hope and pray that a lot of people do. We can get this herd immunity down. Right now, they're hopeful that the infection rate has gone down, but the death count's gone up.
Yeah. And sadly, once you're on a ventilator, it's pretty hard to get off of it. So we got to be safe. We got to be careful and give it all to God. I agree. Let me switch gears for a minute here with you there, Deacon. Now, have you heard about Carmen?
Yes, I did. I saw you posting on Carmen. Now, you told me that Carmen was back in the 80s, 90s?
Yes, back in the heydays. In fact, me and my brothers, we went to a place called Footloose back before Carmen really got to be a big-time hit, and he was actually playing at a place in Watauga. It was upstairs in a big old building, big old large building. They charged back then $20 to go in, which was pretty expensive.
Wow, that's pretty expensive back in then.
Yeah, back when Christian rock was popular. Carmen was there. It was a sellout. We went. And him and Petra, they did a combo deal.
Petra, yeah, I heard about them too.
Yeah, I don't follow Petra too much. But Petra was part of it. But yes, Carmen had cancer. The reports were is that the cancer was, he was in remission. The cancer came back at the latter part in December. And somehow or another, he caught pneumonia. His kidneys were shutting down. His liver was shutting down. We grouped together. I put out a posting to prayer partners all across the global that I'm in connection with. And we got a PTL report. He is in stable condition. We still need to continue to pray for him. And we're going to keep hoping that, well, we can just keep giving it to God and know that God's got full control of this for him. You know, he's a fighter, and there's a lot of people I knew that are fighters, and, you know, and the thing about it is when you're battling cancer, I haven't had to deal with that, thank God, but when you're battling, it's like battling this COVID stuff. You're just going through a big battle, but you give it all to God, and you know that God's got it in full controller full throttle.
That's right, that's CA. That's right. Now, I'm not going to stay too long because I got some errands I got to do, but Miss Mildred came over to the farmer's market last Saturday, and she brought you some sweet potatoes. You like sweet potatoes?
Well, I don't really... Well, for you guys, I'd take them and try them out. They look nice.
Also got you some tomatoes, red and green.
Well, thank you, Deacon. And tell Miss Mildred... Thank you very much. Y'all continue to mask up. And hey, not just me being an advocate on the mask. Y'all continue to be an advocate on the mask too as well. Please take care of yourself. Please social distance. Spread the word. If people don't want to hear it, that's fine. I tell people, even on my monologue, if you don't want to hear me preach about it or talk about it, hey, just go ahead and scroll up. Or same with podcasts. You can take that finger and you can kind of move through some of my talking about the mask. But if you think about it, and Deacon, you can agree on this, I know. If we don't mask up, we're just going to make things worse. Because eventually they'll mandate a lot of things. I know they will.
That's right. America needs to wake up and let's pull together best we can and get rid of this. Too many people are dying.
I know. Same with our churches. They need to wake up and go through their protocols. That's for another day. That just sometimes it irritates me when I see some of them that I know that ain't really following the protocols like they should. But that's okay. All right, buddy. I will let you go. You have a great day. I got a full podcast schedule going up today, and we thank you a lot for dropping by.
You bet. And everybody, have a great day. This is Deacon Paul Brown, Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. And T.A., if you don't mind, I'm going to say this next song. That's right. Go ahead and say it. Strong Enough by Matthew West. Bye-bye.
Bye, Deacon. Amen. How about you? Are you a believer? I am. Rent Walker, believer, one of my favorites and a lot of people's favorites. We play that on the Morning Brew Christian podcast show on iHeartRadio as much as we can. All right. Well, everybody's like, well, CA, why are you wanting to talk about this today? Well, I decided to. Let me ask you this question. What would the Apostle Paul say about wearing face masks? Well, the Bible really says nothing about wearing face masks during our pandemic. In fact, searching scripture will uncover no reference to donning of cloth face coverings during a time of widespread infection. But how are Christians today then to tackle the issue of wearing masks? And there's some people that will wear a mask and some that won't, and that's your opinion. And like I said, I always leave the opinions up between you and the Heavenly Father. I can't make your decision for you. I'm trying to stop the spread myself. I'm a very big advocate on the mask, as most of y'all know. And I'll continue to be one. So, given that people have different understandings as to appropriateness of wearing the mask, how do we go forward? Well, to which scriptures do we turn? Well, also, do we turn to these scriptures to detail the freedom of a Christian, or do we turn to the passages detailing Christ's call to love? Well, just as what is biblical response to wearing masks? While the Bible offers no outright references to this pandemic, friends, specific issue, the Apostle Paul does offer teaching that may be applicable to the situation. In his first letter to the Corinthians, Paul tackles the issue of eating food sacrificed to idols. True, this is not the same as hanging a cloth barrier on your ears, and the dynamics of the first century issues are quite similar to our issues today. In fact, the Corinthian church faced a situation that they never experienced before. Some offered them that their freedom in Christ meant that only eating food sacrificed to idols was okay. And we see our current face mask, face off, others object, and that's okay. So, faced with no clear scriptural mandate, Paul offers wise counsel. Counsel that may be pertinent given to our complementary situation. In fact, Paul responds with four main points, okay? So you want to make note or listen to the podcast, share it. This makes a lot of sense. First point in my notes here, I want to tell you, after doing some research, Paul addresses basic truths about our holiness and God's power. You know, in 1 Corinthians, Paul begins to discuss on food sacrifice to the idols by reminding the Corinthian people of the basic truths surrounding idols. 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 4, scripture says, "We know that an idol is nothing, and there is no God but one." You see, Paul cites the issue of idol sacrifice, food firmly with the basic theological understanding of God's presence and Christ's lordship. He also affirms in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 8 that food does not bring us nearer to God. The issue of food sacrificed to an idol does not actually affect the interaction of the relationship with the Lord. In a similar fashion, we can affirm basic truths regarding the wearing of face masks. The wearing or non-wearing of face masks does not indicate holiness. Please know that. Nor does the presence of a face mask comment on God's power to heal, because we know God can heal as believers in Christ. We can affirm as a basic truth that the power of God to heal and protect. We affirm that there is but one God, Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through all things we live. Find that in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 6. Furthermore, we can recognize that the cloth coverings do not guarantee protection from the virus and may indeed frequently touching of face masks may increase one's potential to infection. Just as Paul sets the issue of sacrificing food with the larger tapestry of God's place in the world, so too we begin here. Now the second point I want to make is that Paul speaks to the weakness of other believers. Importantly, by using the term weak, if you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 7, Paul does not demean that who were concerned of food sacrificed to idols. He simply gives the voice to the reality of the people within the community of faith, friends, who were concerned over the matter. In fact, Paul also recognizes that eating food sacrificed to an idol actually harms someone's spiritual life. He writes, if you go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 7, scripture says, "Some people are still so accustomed to idols that they eat so much food that they think of themselves being sacrificed." Now for such individuals, think about this, to eat food sacrificed to an idol was a torment to the worship of that idol. And therefore a navigation of their worship of Christ as Lord. Now, Paul can't simply deny that this is the case of the Corinthian community. But while speaking of the wearing of the face mask today, if you think about it, we simply cannot deny that there are those, even within the church, who become fearful if surrounded by people who are not wearing a mask. And, of course, one of them's me. But we may disagree, and that's okay. Okay, again, we may disagree with this stance or even believe that this fear is unwarranted. That, however, does not deny the fear felt by others. Now, currently, face masks are becoming more common each passing week. Praise the Lord, a lot more people are wearing them. And an increasing number of government officials are advocating, including me, one of the big advocates of continual wearing face masks. Help save lives. Hint, hint. Help save lives. Help stop the spread. See, hey, the spread's going wild. Don't matter. Help save the spread. You want, if your parents are living, do you want your mom and dad to continue to be alive, or you want them on a ventilator, heaven forbid? Or a friend of yours, like I've lost two friends of mine with COVID-19. Do you want to lose people, or do you want people to live? We got to live. Live for Christ. We know this is going to, you know, and I don't mean to go off my track on my notes here. We know this is going to come to an end eventually. The vaccines are here. We just got to be patient and abide by the rule and wear your mask. Simple as that. Now, am I going to walk up to somebody and say, or if it's someone I knew at a church or whatever, you don't have your mask on? No, I'm not going to do that. That's between them and God, but I'll stay clear from them. I can tell you that already. Don't mean I don't love people, but I don't want it. And same with my job. I don't want to be around someone. There was yesterday, last night, someone didn't wear, a couple of them had their mask all the way down. Please don't get near me with that. I don't want it. Someone trying to talk to me, walking up to me, I said, let's keep a 6-foot distance and try to lift that mask up and talk to me if you want to talk to me about something. I will not talk to someone who doesn't have the mask on who isn't 6 feet away. I'm sorry. That's my belief on that. Anyway, back to what I'm saying. I got to get off my high horse on that. Given this, we must become recognized the same way, maybe, or become so accustomed to the face mask. So they see people not wearing one, they feel in danger. A third point I want to make to you all is that Paul asks if your actions are a stumbling block. Is it here that Paul's advice really picks up? Is where it is right here in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, but becomes more instructive for us. Paul's advice to give the church not simply to call those who are weak in conscience, but to think rightly about the matter. Rather, Paul asked the Corinthians church, and by extension itself, an important question. Are your actions a stumbling block for another? Think about that. How about the mask? Are your actions a stumbling block for someone who wants to be protective from COVID-19? Think about that. Now, while he affirms believers' freedom to eat food sacrificed to idols, Paul advises the believers in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9 to ensure that the exercise of your freedom does not become a stumbling block to the weak, instead of merely appealing to the right knowledge. In fact, Paul calls for consideration of another experience as a way of showing Christian love. It is this move that Christians are called to make in consideration the issue of face masks. The question to consider is, does exercising the right not to wear face masks become a stumbling block to someone? Think about that. Or could someone, friends, be undenying harm to refusal wearing a mask? Of course, we're not talking about physical harm here, as in the transfer of the droplets. We are talking about spiritual harm. Can the lack of face masks prevent someone from receiving the good news of God in Christ? Well, of course not, because I've talked about Jesus Christ with my face mask on. So don't ever be ashamed of that. You can talk to people about Jesus Christ with your face mask on. Don't be ashamed. You're one of God's child. We're God's children. Could one experience in life given community of faith be adversely affected by someone who's not wearing a mask, just as someone in Corinth was adversely affected by eating a previous idol sacrifice food? See, for Paul, the answer to this question has to be yes. Indeed, the matter of the food sacrifice to the idols were brought before Paul precisely because the individual Christians were being adversely spiritually affected by a practice. This is simply no logical conclusion. Given this, Paul concludes the way forward is not found in merely promoting correct knowledge about the issue. Another point I want to make is Paul encourages right love over right knowledge. Paul concludes his decision by picking up on a statement he made. If you go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 1, Knowledge puffs up the love builds up. Right knowledge can only give you so far. It puff ups the individuals because it concerns the individuals. Puff up knowledge also creates the dynamic of right versus wrong. If we think about it, this way versus that, me versus you. In puffing up the individual, it destroys the community of faith. So let me stop there on my notes. Okay, example, I'm friends with a lot of people. If someone is a non-believer on the mask and I'm an advocate on the mask, that's okay. I'm still going to love them. Okay, I'm going to pray for their safety. They may not want to hear that, but I am. So if they don't want to wear a mask, that's fine. But they got to, whoever wants to, unless I completely know that they ain't got it and they're okay, I'm not going to get that close to them. I'll talk to them from a distance. Well, see, hey, can you speak loud? Yeah, I can speak loud. What are you not? I'm a minister in Christ. Sure. Also, I'm an on-air personality, you know, on iHeartRadio. So yes, I can speak up in a polite way by respecting people. But don't make it a war. Don't make it a riot. Well, I wear a mask. You don't wear a mask. I wear a mask. No, don't do that. Just pray for them and love them. And if they don't want to wear a mask, that's okay. That's their business. I just hope and pray to God they don't get the spread, because once you're on that ventilator, there's probably no chances of getting it off. I'm not saying that God can't heal, but I'm telling you, I've talked to a lot of nurse people that I know, doctors. This is very, very serious. Most people are abiding. There are some that are not abiding. And again, I go back to the churches that I see online. I don't understand it. Some in particular, I'm not making names up here locally. I don't understand it. Frustrates me, but I pray for them. And that's all I can do. And again, I don't even advertise churches. I'm just saying, I think that's great going to church. But they don't wear their mask in a certain way. They don't social distance in a certain way. They're going to have more and more infections, even though the infection counts down. I mean, that's just the way it is. And I'll try not to ramble. Don't mean I don't love these particular individuals. I just don't understand it. But however they want to run it. Still God's church regardless. Love, however, builds up, and love even supports. In fact, love encourages. Remember that. Love concerns itself and how it is received by another. Love is completely and utterly sacrificial. The word Paul uses in the Greek word, agape, we find in this word all about the spiritual passages, about love. You might have even highlighted some of these verses. Let me give them to you. John 3:16, for God so agaped, which means he loved the world, that he gave his only son. Now, also in John chapter 13 and verse 34 is another good one. A new command I give to you, that you should agape, which means love, one another as I agape you, as I love you. Agape, here's another one. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 4. Agape, and I'm going to put love. Agape love is patient. Agape love is kind. It is self-seeking. I'm just reading part of it. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit is agape. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. Agape describes, friends, the divine and sacrificial love of God's most unique, ununiquely expressing in the cross of Christ. One experience expression of agape is rooted from the presence of Christ in our own lives. When ancient people say that the Christian community sees how they love each other, they are commenting to the live-out expression of Christ-like agape or Christ-like love. Now, the love that we are to express as a person of faith is to be of this character. This does not mean that it is concerned. This does not mean, friends, that it is not concerned with one another and consistently gives to each other. In fact, for Paul, the demands of Christ-like love are such of the most concern with other people's life of faith. Thus, in the spirit of love, he declares in 1 Corinthians, read that, chapter 8 and verse 13, for if I eat causes my brother to fall in sin, I will never eat meat again. Even though he himself affirmed the idols are nothing, and therefore nothing, eating food sacrifice into a non-entity would be nothing to be concerned about, Paul remains full in the spirit of love. He sees that only faithful response to the matter to limit his own freedom for the sake of the other. You see, the only faithful response to the mask matter at hand, because this is a response of Jesus. Paul says, elsewhere in our attitudes in life should the same of as Jesus, as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature of God made himself nothing. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 6 and 7 describes that. In Christ himself, Christ emptied himself for our sake. You see, Jesus humbled himself and become obedient to the death on the cross so that we could have the opportunity to experience the most liberating, life-changing, transformation love that God has offered us. Jesus could have called up to surmounting up, but he had appealed the right knowledge and insisting that his blessings were reserved like mankind. He didn't. Jesus excluded the love and demonstrated his agape, that means his love for us, and that while yet we were sinners, Christ himself for us. Now, so let us not make the matter of wearing a mask the simple execution of the right knowledge, whether it be theological or verticalogical. Rather, let us recognize the call of Christ-like love. Let us also take up the cross, the call of the cross, and willfully empty ourselves for the sake of one another. Let us also, as Paul said, let us emulate what Christ wants us to do. And if a refusal of a mask, like I was saying, calls a brother or sister to fall in sin, well, may they consider wearing them to express agape love instead. Now, I will tell you this. That mask is a decision that if you want to wear one, fine. If you don't have to. Just know that. And this ain't CA preaching it. It's just CA thought this would be an interesting teaching today on that. So, again, it's not a sin. Okay? It's not. You want to wear a mask, fine. You don't. But I'm going to continue to advocate for that, and I hope you will too. Please help slow down the spread a lot of us get vaccinated. Please. I cannot even encourage enough, and I will continue to press on. Please, please, please wear your mask. Tell you. Oh, CA, I'm having a hard time breathing. Okay. I understand. I do too. I wear my mask a lot. But please wear it. It's important. Also, pastor friends, churches, all across America, locally too as well. You want to have activities and you're posting activities, which is great and fine and dandy. I hope they're masked up. I hope they're going to be social distance. Hopefully your Lysol on and having your staff wipe down stuff. Best better be careful. Infection rates, you know, climbing up. Just use your book smart. That's all I can tell you. Okay. Just my opinion. Some stuff I may agree upon with some of my pastor friends. Some stuff I really don't agree upon, but I keep it to myself and just pray for those particular churches. Okay, let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do on a Wednesday. Father God, I just pray you be with us, guide us, watch over, protect us, for we ask in your precious name. Amen. All right, that's going to wrap it up. I am just doing our podcast show today. Doing a little bit of iHeart tomorrow. Anyway, this is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeart Radio Network. We will talk soon. Again, continue to mask up, social distance. Whether you wear a mask or not wear a mask, I hope you guys do. Hope you get vaccinated too as well. I got a lot of people that are hesitant about that. Look, pray about it. That's all you can do is pray about it on the vaccination. But I'm getting mine. I'm just waiting. Okay. Remember, the sun does rise on the other side, and I want you to enjoy life. LIFE, exclamation point, dot. Have a good day. Bye for now.